We're up to Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, Cheskas Habatim. Cheskas Habatim. The word Chazak is a very generic term, but over here Chazak is talking about basically tenure. That if you're residing in a property for a while, and then somebody comes and claims and says the property is mine, I have to obviously say a tanya. Why do I believe the property is mine? I bought it from you. So where's your shtar? So there's a certain period of time that you have to maintain a shtar. But after that period of time, we say that, look, people don't keep a shtar anymore, as we'll soon see. What's that time? We're going to say now generally 3 years. Cheskas abatim, the chazaka for houses, habayda, the chazaka for pits. Vahasichin, vahmayda, the three different kinds of pits. For those things, how long do you have to reside in? I say that, I bought it from you and I lost my shtar. How long is it before we say, okay, you've been there so long and nobody was moich, it's probably yours. Vahasheich isn't chicken coops. Vahamachatzeis and bathhouse is a base of bad and all the press is a base of shalchin and irrigated fields. The irrigated fields, you can constantly grow things there because you have the water channels, and you 12 months a year you can have water, so it's 3 full years. Vavodim, the same thing applies to slaves. V'choshu oisa peidish tadir. Like a beis shalchin is constantly, has a purpose. A house, you live there every single day. All of these things have a purpose throughout. Is cheskos, and how long the chazaka is? Shalosh shanim, 3 years. Me yom li yom, from the day. Shchedesh nissen, and 3 years later, shchedesh nissen. You have, if one day after that, and the guy approaches you, hey, what are you doing with my property? And said, I bought it from you, and I lost my shtar. We would trust him. Rashi beis shalchin. What's the idea of a shalchim? The spring is going running right through it. Because you have constant water supply, therefore you're constantly growing fruits. Anything that constantly has a benefit. The chazak is 3 years from the day. You have to be there completely 3 years. You don't no longer have to produce the deed. The original owners come. You sold it to me, and I lost my star. The chazaka will support that taina. When? 3 years. But anything less than 3 years, if after 2 years the guy says, I bought it from you, where's your star? I lost it, too bad. Then you have to bring Eidus. When do we say 3 years by chazaka? Anything that has a use all the time throughout the 3 years.
It's not 3 years.
Mm.
It's 2 or 3 quarters. It's 2 years.
No, but that we know. That he brings 8 of them here 3 years. We'll see later, yeah. Me yom le yom, yeah. No. This is me yom le yom. That over there is Shvat, comes a year. Oh, show you that. No, to be sure of the next part of the mission. We'll see in a minute. However, Zdeabal is different, because Zdeabal is rain area. A rain field cannot grow the whole year long, because it doesn't rain all the time, only rain seasons. So over there, how long do I have to have a chazaka for? Miyom liyom, but it doesn't have a use half the year. So if it's Zdeabal, cheskos... Because the balabas would not allow you to gain 3 full seeds without protesting. If there's another guy's real owner,
plus
we don't.
Also.
Yeah, but it's their bal. We know you cannot be active the whole year because of the rain season. No, it means that you should have protested. You didn't protest. We don't believe that a person 3 seasons will go by and you won't say a word. And therefore, if I claim that it was mine and I lost the shtar after 3 seasons, we don't believe him because you didn't. We'll soon see why. It isn't from day to day. So the way Rashi learned, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing in this clause. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, what's pshat? So what is it? According to Menor Shainer, there's 3 opinions there, but according to Rashi, it's 2. Rabbi Shmuel says, Gimel Chadoshim Bereshainer, 3 months in the first year, because you have a quick season. Gimel Achreiner, 3 in the last year, in the first 3 months, and Mishnei Masel Chaydish Bemtza, and a whole year in the middle. That's 18 months. That's already Chazoka. Hare Yehud Chaydish, not your Chazoka. I can go. I can celebrate that.
3 in the beginning is 1 season. 3 in the end is another.
Exactly.
And the middle is
a whole year. No brayda. Yeah, you have 1 season in the middle, but it's the whole year.
Because
if you'd have protested, You choose different fruits. These fruits grow in the end of the season. These fruits grow in the beginning. I chose a fruit that grows late year. Then I have the whatever the regular year. And then I chose another fruit that grows beginning of the year. So I had three seasons of benefit from here. And that's it. So you allowed me to do it. Yeah, but the different fruits. All the fruits don't grow at the same time. Even in a rain field, there's certain fruits you plant, which is this side of the year, different times of the year. In that kind of climate. So that's what you did. And Rabbi Akiva goes a step further. If you find other things that grow one month and 12, you three seasons I benefit from this land and you didn't protest is mine. I mashtar, I lost it. Sufficient when it has rain. It only has one season a year. It's 3 years. The last 3 months of the shine of the first year. The first 3 months of the last year, I'm so yishleim in the middle. She yesh hamemaharim lizroya lifnei reish hashana. She says right here. Now those who plant right before the first year, now those who plant right before the first hashana, and tastes learns adds in Rashi. Don't Rashi say it? And you're also able to harvest before reish hashana. I had a use of this land 3 months in the first year, and you didn't complain. That's very one season. And the Yeshle Eidim Shazara Boising Chadoshim, and I have Eidim I planted in those 3 months. The way in the Parsha Shadanashi, I don't necessarily have to harvest. As long as I planted, that's already enough, because I'm going to get the crop of that season. Tasis adds that he also harvested it. Must have had maybe a gift of gear, so that's how we understand Shadanashi. There's no way in the world that you would see me using your field 3 seasons and you're going to just stand there idly by if it's your field. What am I pleading? Yeah, it could be, or maybe in the orchard itself there's different trees. You can have one Rimoinim Kerem. Yeah, but you have to use the whole tree. You don't have to use the whole orchard, part of the orchard even.
3 seasons equals 3 full years.
That's exactly what he's saying here. You don't need me, you're only home. That's exactly what he's saying here. Fezzing one of it comes along. Rabbi Shmuel also said, when do we say you need years? Following this principle, so you don't always need 3 years, 3 seasons. When do we see even 3 seasons? It has to straddle 3 years. This day, love on a green field, a white field, you know, because there's no trees and no shade. If it's a field of trees, in a field of trees, you might have apple trees, pear trees, orange trees. Peach grow in the summer and these grows in the winter. So therefore, in 1 year, you can have 3 seasons, for example. And also in the field, you also have some tefuah growing as well. So you bring in the tefuah whenever the season lets you know that's right after Pesach. And from the olive trees, a few months later, you cut down the olives. And then from the fig tree, a few months later, you cut down the figs. Even the whole thing might take 6 months.
That counts
because it's 3 seasons. You would not have allowed me and watched me take 3 different crops from you and not say a word. Rashi. When you need 18 months, no straddling, 3 years. You take a different seasons. Grapes in one season. Then all you have to do is kanez it for us. For us over here doesn't mean grains. It means yayin shokfanim, the grapes. Yeah, exactly. Umasik azesa v'konazakai. So ta'inim likid v'yavshim by let it dry. V'asik tzis may dried figs. V'chnisun l'bayit. Harezu chazoke ki'ilah en gimoshanim. Interesting, when it comes to figs, we don't say just cutting off the figs. It's when you bring the figs in. You already have the figs out there in the field drying up. You bring them in. Zodi gemara, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. He would have heard, well, say anymore later, there's no way he wouldn't have heard about it. People would talk. Oh, what's Shmetal doing here? We know this is Yankel's farm. 3 seasons, people talk, he would have heard about it. So see the Hogamah.
It's such a short period of time.
Yeah.
Months,
I guess, yeah. It looks like that's what exactly. It's not just harvesting, because it looks like figs. That's what everybody did with figs. They dried figs and they ate it. So therefore, that's considered a complete crop. No, Rashi says yayin shlokfanim.
Yeah, yayin.
So we get grapes again. They use mainly for wine. So in other words, each one the completion of that whatever it is. So by grapes, it's when you make wine out of it. By figs, when you dry it, and by olives, is I guess you just cut it.
In one sense, you could look at the season in a very short span.
Yeah.
It's not exactly fit.
But it has to be different seasons. So it has to be winter, spring, summer. It's not, can't be too, this can't be, well, something more, you can make it even quicker. But this can't be too quick. It might be 6 to 9 months, 3 different seasons.
Even so.
So that's enough time that a guy should have complained if I'm a Ganov. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, this whole concept now we're going to discuss. Where do you get this idea of 3 years? L'chayit, if I bought from you, I have to bring evidence. I bought from you. What's going to, I lived there for 10 years if I'm squatting? I have to bring an ayah that I bought it. What's the idea after 3 years?
50 years later, I'm saying, 70 years later, I'm saying,
okay, we'll soon see. We'll soon see. Now today, everyone keeps the deeds, you know, because when you own a mortgage, the bank is holding on to your deed, so it's pretty safe. And they have a land office, so they... But even the actual contract, most people don't have it. It's sitting in the bank somewhere.
Three is a chazaka. So in the olden days, three would be a chazaka.
So in the olden days, it's also a chazaka. We'll get back in a second. Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, Shamaiti, I heard Mehilch Yusha from those people who had to leave Yerushalayim and go to Usha. They would say, Menayin lechazaka. Where do we know this whole concept when it comes to property? When it comes to show tenure, but chazok is what Gimel Shanim is made up of 3 years. You know where I learned that from? Shoyt Hamud. We can learn from a Shoyt Hamud. Remember, the Shoyt changes its status. The first 3 times we say it's a tam, and then the 4th time he pays a full nezik, he's a mood. So we see a status can change 3 times. So the property also, the ownership can change after 3 times. It's a transformation of ownership. So in other words, the chazok is not just a rayid that it's mine. The chazok actually makes it mine. So ma shayt hamu, just like a shayt hamu, kiva shenaga gimel gichas. Once you gored 3 times, nafik le mecheskes tam become le mecheskes muad. The animal's transformed from a tam to a muad. Hachinami, the same thing here. Kiva the ochlat tlashanim. Since you ate 3 years, nafik la meshus meicher. It's no longer. It's transferred from the reshus of the meicher. V'kaim la meshus lekech. And now it is in the reshus of lekech. Oh, he did. He has to claim. If he says, I never bought it, but I was here, that's not a time. We'll throw him out.
This is not adverse possession.
Yeah, exactly.
But why is he saying, I mean, the further, is a shtar there between the last.
Yeah, no.
No,
this word of here is different. The word here, that's what the Gemara is saying right now. The chazok itself seems to be affecting the transfer. The taina allows the chazaka to make the transfer. That's basically what he's saying here. And if I have no taina, I'm just saying I moved in here, nobody said anything, then the chazaka does nothing. Yeah, because then I bought it, and the chazaka itself. Exactly.
Also, the 3 year limit would be after 10 years, all this time you didn't say a word, all of a sudden you're coming to me after.
That's what we're saying, 3 years. 3 years is the time limit. Rashi mid holchi usha she goes to Sanhedrin Lusha. They went to Usha Kedami Rosh Hashanah. Esek Golias goes to Sanhedrin. They had to move around 10 times. Miavne Lusha Meusha Chulam. Loi Mechayiv Lushalim Elachatzin. The first 3 times you pay half an ezek. Afkan Ad Gemar Shana Leviyah. It's Lahav Chazaka till the 4th year. It's not a Chazaka. If you remember, we had a machleks about a comment in a Bible of, and Rashi had the most extraordinary pshat there. Rashi learned, Tesis learns that everybody agrees that the 4th time you become a mu, you pay the full thing, and the machleks is highland of psukim. But Rashi learned that according to Abaya, after the 3rd time you become a mu'ud. And sorry, Rava says, Rashi holds that Rava says the 3rd time you become a mu'ud, and Abaya says the 4th time. So Tesis says that Rashi must have changed his mind over here, because there's no way in the world we're learning from Shoyt HaMu'ud that it's the 4th time. No way that the Gemara is following his shittas Abaya rather than Rava, because then we should have paskin the Yalchagam like Abaya. It's a big machlekes when you become a mu'ud. So it must be that everyone agrees you become a mu'ud after the 3rd time. The only question is, where do you learn it from? Tesis was invited. Hey, Bazei, I have a question. You want to compare it to Shoyt HaMu'ud. If Ima Shoyt HaMu'ud Ad Negicha Revi'ez Le'mechayev. You have to wait till the 4th negicha before you chayiv. The hachinami at shonavish like kaim b'shus says, let's wait after the 4th year before we say that the chazaka. What he tell me takes effect after 3 years. Should take effect after 4 years, because I shoyt hamu after the 3rd time you don't pay anything. It's only after the 4th time you pay. So here after the 4th year it should become yours. If we're comparing it to the two. But you don't pay anything by mu'ud. That's the 3rd over. When do you pay? Only after the 4th. Every negicha is a year.
Even that after 3 times removed, if you're not legal ever, you're not paying.
So it's after the fourth time when you become, yeah.
When you actually have money over, it has to be a fourth time.
Exactly. Says the Gemara, Hochi Hashi, that is not a fair comparison. Awesome. Over there, the truth of the matter is, in theory, Michi Nogach Shalosh Negichas Havi Mu'ed, really, you are a Mu'ed 3 times. There was nothing to pay because you didn't, what are you going to pay for? You haven't done a fourth goring. So the fourth goring is not to create the Chiyah, the fourth goring is to decide. So the animal already changed. We're bringing a Raya from the transformation of the animal. So the animal already became a Mu'ed after the third time. Lepo, you're not paying because there's nothing to pay for. So here also, the ownership, remember we're comparing the ownership to the Mu'ed. So the ownership changed after the 3 years, and so now belongs to the Lekech. The idar kilo nogach myle shalom. What do you want? The poil. What should he pay? Aber hoch over here, kivon doch lechlashon. Since he was there for 3 years, kaim alab b'shus. The field now is transferred into his shoes. Rashi, the idar claim of the yichel of years. The binyan we need high enough. Should kilo nogach lachash huzik myle shalom. Only because what should he pay? Don't you want to buy it? But since you're comparing it mamish and sharmu, I'd have another question. So the chayda, what are you telling me? That the chazakah does it affects the same mishamur, just like there it changes the animal, the status of the animal from a tam to shermur. Over here it changes from a meicher to lekech. So why do you need a taina? Which is a long line you were discussing. Why do I have to say I bought it? It's the chazakah that does everything. Who cares if I bought it or didn't buy it? The chazakah is the kinyan. Ready, mother. El miyata chazakah she'eini motaina to have a chazakah alom etzlan. Why did we learn in the Mishnah later on? Kol chazakah she'eini motaina. If I was there for 5 years, and they asked me why am I there, and I said, oh, well, I moved in there. Nobody said anything. And they'll evict me. Ain't the chazakah? Why? What's the svara? Zokrashi she'eini motaina mefarish b'masdei selakam. Explain later on. Amalei ma'ato isi b'toshle. What are you doing in my field? Amalei shle. Amalei yadim dav ma'ilu. Nobody complained. V'lo amalei ato mechartli. If he didn't say that you sold to me, we throw him out. According to you, to have a chazakah, do amad you say shalosharim the chazak itself. Mafgilei Moshe's Meichen takes it out and transfers Moshe's Meichen to Lekech. Yeah, along those lines. So the Gemara time of my. But out of possession doesn't really belong to you either. It's just that I have no right to stop you from doing what you're doing. You have cheskas tashmish there. You have the right to use it. You can't build something on it either. Out of possession, you can walk it. You can do you know. Here in mamish you have ownership. This is not. You don't have this concept. Look at the time in my. What's the svara damarinin? My time in my damarinin. We say dilma kedo amar hashda. No, the chazok is there to support. Whatever your claim is, it says. Whatever you're saying, now that you're a chazok, what you're saying is true. But if you're saying nothing, what nothing is true. If I say I have no right to here, but I just moved in, nobody said anything, okay. So you're right. You have no right here. Goodbye. Is man, what is it? Time, I mean, what's also what a chazok we say? Maybe that his claim that he's saying now is true. Oh, but Eli Ton, he's not saying claiming anything. He's just saying that I moved in. Anan, literally, we're going to tie it for him. In fact, it's such a strong answer, you have to wonder, what was the Gemara's question in the first place? The Gemara's question in the first place is, when he says, I moved in and nobody said anything, means that you're Meichumi. So there is a little bit of a tain here. The tain is that you were Meichumi, and therefore, you have to sell it, you can give Matanus also. So you were Meichumi, you gave it, but you didn't say anything. And the answer is, no, that Mechila is not, since first of all, you didn't tain that. Had you tainted that I went over to you and I said I'm taking it and you were moichumi, I was there 5 years, so that would have been tainted. Because you said nothing, we're not going to read into your words. There's nothing there to support. So that's the happening in Maskalim.
But if you just had that tainted, don't you have to understand what was your kinyan? Would you say the kinyan was
your kinyan? Oh, if chazok, I fixed the fences, I did other things.
You said anything for that, wouldn't you?
Not after 3 years, I get nothing because I have a chazok of 3 years to support my claim. Rashi, time of my in Shalosh Shani Mafkel Mecheskel Morakama. Why is it that Shalosh Shani takes out the original owner of the Amrin Dilma Kedam? But use I'm the Katz Mechad. The guy is tiny that I bought from you. Maybe he's telling the truth. But then because I'll turn the other guy's claiming, no, you stole it from me. And on the Yehidi members, you don't know me. Who's telling the truth? Asi Cheskel Shalosh Shani comes along the Chazak of 3 years. Umukilah Beshusay, and it supports that person who says he bought it. Amrin Dilma Kushtu the Kamar. Maybe he's telling the truth. But below tiny, mehechin Kana Beshuachil Shalosh Shani. Without a tiny, where did he buy it? So the Chazak can help you. Looking what I did, okay, since you're still comparing it to a mood, I have another question. Mask of Ravida. Ravida has a question. The din is that if you were, let's say, overseas, the real owner was overseas and he heard about it and he was moiche to a couple of people and then word got around. And so then we say that the chazak of Shalshan is no longer chazak because a macha helps even Shalay Befanav. If a macha helps Shalay Befanav, but by a mood we know, the only time you have to warn the balabas. No, because if all four things happen the same day, there's no mood. You have to, even though we had a machleket, we made a Yehuda. But the Balabos has to be warned. If the balbas wasn't warned, gundish. What about if the victim, you know, warned somebody who warned somebody, and eventually gets to the balbas? The balbas is not considered warned. Machor shalei befanav is not considered warning. Like if you're going to compare cheskes gilasharim to muad, then the machor has to be befanav, just like by muad. Freddy Gemara. El miyate b'zei machor shalei befanav like to have a machor dumi de sharmuad. It should be like a sharmuad. Ma shalei amu befanav binin of horanami befanav binin should have in front of him. And Freddy Gemara, no, this is a guy's a kosher. Hustle over there when it comes to sharmuad. It says the pasuk who would be baal loksev. You have to be warning him to the baal directly. Of a hochav here's a swara. Chavroch chavri isla. Your friend has a friend. Nobody knows how to keep a secret. Especially in this case, you don't want a secret. You're saying, oh, that shmedel's a ganav. That's juicy stuff. So what, your friend has a friend. The chavroch chavri isla. Your friend's friend has a friend. And the word gets around. You know, you have a telephone. Isla. So therefore, it's good enough. Rashi, machosh lo b'fanu letem echo. Imicha ma'ara b'tay shal shon. If he's moichel lifnei edim for edim, shlo b'fanu ma'achzik, not in front of the ma'achzik. Vam adusha po'in the ma'achzik, b'kakshiv exeila. He's a ganav lo b'tay echo. Why do me shalom mu'ed? Shem edim shashay nachin. They say that they warn him that it's shay nachin. If a shalos pan m'shidu, shlo b'fanu v'in nasim mu'ed. If three times they warned the owner, but not directly to him, that he's that the animal's a mu'ed, not, means nothing. Av hasaros edis shom machola teve edis. So too, let's say he told people these guys got it. It shouldn't be an Eidah Shalei B'Fanav. The Machah Dumi Dehadohi L'Cheira. Machah, by property, should be just like a warning to a Balabas who owns the animal. She asked Rav, because that's a warning leash. Moshe, he should protect his, he should, you know, watch his animal, mind his animal. And also Machah is a warning. And in our case, what's the purpose of the warning? Better watch your deed. The whole idea of a protest is that if you talk about it, you should know that there are claims against this property. You make sure you keep your contract, because otherwise you have no proof. So he answered, just like over there, it takes out from its status, it also takes out the status of the owner. But to learn a protest from a warning by a shari, that we cannot compare, because there the Torah is very definitive in how the warning should be made. And also, what was the purpose of the warning there? To make the guy pay money. The next time your animal pays, you're going to pay Nezek Shalom, not just a Chatz Nezek. He bought the Mu'ed. He wanted to transform the animal into a Mu'ed. We need the owner to know directly, Sheyedu, so that he should know. And look what I says. You know why he has to know? Because he has to see the Edim, and therefore he has the right or the ability to question the Edim or prove the Edim a liar. Because since the Edim have to come to me, and I know, and who the Edim, these two, but I have Edim, but these Edim were overseas at the time. If it's all very vague and there's no word got around, then I can never defend myself. If the whole thing is above myself, if somebody else concocted the story that my animal damaged or that I was warned, everything else, I have no defense. My only defense is that the Edim you're bringing are liars. I can be mazin them. The only way I can mazin them is they have to come and claim that they spoke to me. But if I can prove that they weren't here at the time when I was here, or I wasn't in the country at the time, I can be makish them, amazim them. Or azam, yeah, either one. So, or whatever, but I need to know what I'm dealing with. Or to be mazanim. I will time with the machod over here, but the whole purpose of the process is you watch your star. So what do I need to see the Aidim for? I should have watched my star. The whole purpose is to tell you better be careful about claims against this land. There's someone else out there claiming that the land is stolen. Over here, I feel in front of Nami. He said, "What's chilek if he's in front of?" As soon as he hears our rumors contesting his ownership, he should make sure that he has rayas to prove that he owns it. Each one talks to another one about David, but eventually you'll hear about it. And we don't believe when you say, oh, I never heard about it. If I would heard, because definitely the word would have got back to you. Okay, still you're comparing it to a mu'ed. What about a meye? We have machleks, a meye, Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time you're mu'ed is if it's every individual day. You cannot have three in one day. Three in one day is not making mu'ed, because maybe it's an aberration. Today in a bad mood, the animal met sugar started goring crazy every right, left, and center. That doesn't show that the animal is a mu'ed. Tomorrow, maybe the animal will calm down again and be back to normal. So therefore, it has to be three separate days. According to the Meir, he makes a kal v'chomer. Surely in the one day, it definitely shows that you're a mu'ud. Says the Gemara, this is the whole machlek is when you have 90, you know, if you say 30, 90 times Kela Kaddish, and we say that you can assume you said Kela Kaddish. So the question is, if you say it in the same day, you say 90 times, the practice, is that good enough? Because the Meir says, Richik Negechaisav, it's a kid Negechaisav, the Koshke, surely if you do it three other times. It's a big machlek, we compare the two.
Who wants to put up with an animal who goes three times in one single day?
Who was the owner? He wants it because he's a good animal. He works right. He's a gushmaka animal.
The public wouldn't want.
Okay, that's the question. But he has to pay. Well, according to you, what's the kasha? If three times in one day you can become a mu'ez, according to you, three seasons, if you do three cutting, harvesting in one day, it should be a chazaka. Because you don't need 3 years, you don't need 18 months, you don't need 14 months. Because you're saying, kidim nigichayz akoshke, if I cut three times, three harvests in one day, it should become mine. So the Gemara, achla klasa peyde b'chad yema, you ate three different fruits in one day, could go in te'ena, for example, figs, lehevi chazake, dum nusher emoj, b'chazake, Rashi. According to Abiyuda, it has to be three separate days. So we can argue, a day is a year. So what's 3 days by a mu'ud is 3 years by an animal. Fine. Argues that even in one day, you're mu'ud. If he ate three fruits in one day, for example, what's when you're going to eat? Because the not all the fruits ripen at the same time. You have some ripe in the morning, some in the afternoon, because the sun has to continue to warm them up. So maybe you ate a little bit in the morning, a little bit, you know, and then the next one that got ripe in the afternoon, and then the later afternoon. They don't all ripen at the same time. But yes, there are those who are only, some are ready in the morning, some are ready in the evening. Maybe they do. Yeah. That's right. Some are ready right away, so you have to wait a little bit longer. Because the sun is baking on it. Yeah, sure, as always. It should be a chazaka. And the Mishnah says a minimum of 40 months. What's going on here? What's the answer?
That's only one, like, min, though.
What's the name? So the Gemara. No. Do me the sharamu. It has to be like a sharamu. What's a sharamu? Ma shayd hamuad be idna the isla hanigicha lessel hanigicha. It's one negicha at a time. Over here, okay, this isn't ripe yet, but it's already existing in this world, so it's part of this one season. It's not three seasons. It's one season. We need three seasons. Hocha nami be idna the isla haipeda lessel haipeda. I need that the metzias should be that when you ate the first fruit, the second fruit didn't exist yet. It's another season. And then you had the second and the third. So therefore, we have 14 months of it. Freddy Gemara said, what about? Ochla, Tulasa, paid it. If you ate three, he paid it. But Tulasa, Yemen, 3 days. Keep going, sell of caper bushes. They grow. In other words, I guess, the way it goes is, the way they grow is, even though it's one season, some of them are ripe, others haven't even started budding. They're like non-existent. Over here in the case of figs, they're over there on the tree, but some are more ripe, some are less ripe, you gotta wait. Here, the mama, it's as if it's non-existent, so maybe take it, but it grows, we learned the Gemara there, it grows in Shabbos, it grows very, very quick. So it may, yeah, you know, the next day, suddenly it pops out, they grow very, very fast. So maybe that's considered three seasons. Because you just said, one gich existed, the other one didn't. This is like it's non-existent. We have this capable lehevi chazaka and for the Gemara hasam paid in mia itzu migbe the kugamba ba'azel. That's still considered one season. The paid maybe hasn't budded, but was there already. The one season, all the paid are there. Some haven't budded, just begin, some have began blossoming, and some already are fully ripened. It's still one season. It's not like three. The negiches was one. The second one is totally unrelated to the first, and it wasn't in existence while the first one happened. The Gemara, okay. What about ochla klasa peide but klasa nyeme? What about 3 seasons? You had a peide, you grew, you harvested, you cut it down, and you planted it again, and harvested and planted it again. But it grows very quick. Lemashal asafseta, some kind of animal fodder, I'm not sure what it is, which grows very quickly in 30 days from start to finish. Lehevi chazoka. So in 90 days, the field is mine. 3 months. Forget years. 3 months. Rashi. What's a safsata? What does it say in English? Rashi says, means zera hula eisa behemoth. Some kind of a zera.
is no question, suspected. Concern as air is hollowed low by the
cold shoot. Okay.
The type of plant used for aminophyta grows to completion in 30 days, during which it can be cut back three times. After this, Rashi Laben Gershon.
Okay.
We need what's the name to tell us what it is.
Can you argue with something like this that the owner would say, you know, I know that this is a fast, you know,
no, because you would not allow a fremde guy to come into your field take 3 seasons.
Yeah, but you know that it's fast. So you say, you know what, he's going to be out here in 90 days. And
yeah, but you don't know that. You didn't know that. Yeah, he's there. He's staying there. You don't know how long.
It's just strange that the whole focus is on the what the person is doing in the field as opposed to how much time the guy has to protest.
Yeah. So you're saying it's 3 seasons. We don't allow you. The guy would not have sat idly by and watched you take 3 crops from him. That's the word here. So it doesn't matter how quick or certain. Yeah.
Go back to the owner. If there is a more vigilant owner there, people go back and tell him.
Yeah, but these things are pretty fast.
That's the most question. Okay, this goes very fast. Could you be a chazak? Hey, chidomi, how is it fast? The kodiach. He doesn't wait till it grows to the full length. Let's say it grows 30. It takes 30 days to grow from beginning to end, and you harvest it. You don't wait 30 days. You wait 10 days, and you schlep it out. Remember, for an animal anyway, you don't really care. The kodiach v'achol, you take out, you know, before it ripens. So in 30 days, you had 3 seasons. Says him again. It's still in existence. It's still one crop. You're not waiting till it grows the full thing. You wait a third and you pull it out, and then it grows and pull another third and pull out. So it's not 3 seasons. Says Gemara. Okay. What about achla klasa paper klasa yache? It takes 30 days from beginning to end. Okay. The 30 day beginning to end. You pull the whole thing out. You plant it again. New seed. 30 days on. 30 days. So it should be 90 days. No one in the Mishnah says 90 days. It seems in the Mishnah the minimum is 14 months or according to Rabbi Kiva or 18 months according to Rabbi Shmuel. And if you live for Shana Muad, and it's 3 seasons, 3 seasons can be 90 days as well. You're right. Man holche usha. Remember, we started off saying that these. Who said this word about Shana Muad? Holche usha. Who went to usha? Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi doesn't know where Gemara gets it from, but it's Rabbi Shmuel. And it's Rabbi Shmuel. Sometimes Rabbi Shmuel, yeah.
Yeah, but
Rabbi Yochanan didn't live at the same time. Hachinami, you're right. Rabbi Shmuel holds it goes by seasons. Even though the example I gave the Mishnah was 18 months, but what was the word he said? Seasons. The Tanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Ahmed Varma, is there 11, Abba is there Elon, and Nochna, and Yishgas. What is there by Zde Elon? Kanes is Tvosai, Umasek is Zesav, Vikanes is Keitzai, Hadi Elohim Ashanim, even though it's 3 seasons, and how far apart are they? A couple of months. So you're right. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you can have 90 days of Chazaka, because it goes by seasons. And it's the same fruit as well. If you pull the whole thing out and you plant it again, very asafsuf, you can have it in 3 seasons. So according to the Gemara Blight, according to Rabbi Shmuel, where do you know Chazaka from? From Shana Muad. Says the Gemara.
Somebody else might not look at it that way.
But that's according to that's the law. We don't believe that about the boss. That's right. 3 seasons, I don't care. Every fruit, it's whatever its seasons are. Then you might have fine. Abba Rabbanon, who hold that no, we don't believe in seasons. You need 3 years. The question is, what's 3 years? So therefore, we say maybe a few months in 1 year, a few months in another year, but it has to be 3 years. What do they learn from? Yeah. Look at Rabbanon Mai, Rabbi Yisrael, Krok, see if there's a pasuk. Yimio is telling the Yidden, we're about to be evicted from Eretz Yisrael and we are going to go to Babel. So he told them all to write Shtaros and to put him in the Klei Chedes and hide in the ground. But he said to them, Sodis by Kesev Yiknu, buy up the land, because one day we'll come back. Because of the Sefer and record it in the contract, the Chosim and seal it. Now, he's telling them, I need Shtaros. Shadi Novi Oymid Be'eser, the Novi is standing in the 10th year, Ramazi Lachas Eser, and he's telling them, we're going to be out of here. And we're not going to be back the 11th year, or maybe we'll be back, so therefore I want you to write Shtaros. So we learn from like this. Because you could be that there's only 2 years, the whole thing, so therefore you need Shtaros. Vice is, if it would have been 3 years, you don't need Shtaros. If 3 years you're going to stay in the land, you don't need Shtaros, because you can then say, I've been here 3 years. Because we are leaving next year, we're not going to have, if you're buying property in 10th year, make sure, that, because we're only going to be a 10th year and 11th year, we're only going to be here 2 years. If people come and claim that the land isn't yours, what did I even have? But if we would have been another year, if we would have been to the 12th year, you don't need status. You know why? Because you have a chazaka. That's where we learned the idea of chazaka from. Rashi. The last Rashi in the page. He was in the 10th year. of Yitzchikyo, v'hoyu kol b'chatzar matada k'risis of Yitzchikyo, and he was in jail there. V'sham nemalai hine chanam ben shalom was going around telling about it by Mitzrayim Oksiv. It says by he and Yonah. Sodas by Kesav Yikne because of saying that in it says that this is what he's recommending them. Hoya mazid, he was telling all the purchasers there. Like Chay Sodas, all those who bought property, Lichter started write contracts with Lahamid Eidim Chasim Asim, get it signed and sealed. Ki Yiglu Mina Ibish Nas Achaz Essay, we're only going to be another 2 years, total be another 2 years, this year, next year. Kishan Nilkudu, when they'll conquer the city, Villa Yachziko, but Mekra Shoshom, you won't have the Chazak of 3 years, Allah Asidis, Achaz 10 11. Alma, what do you see? Bahani Tardishneen, live a Chazaka, because 2 years you won't have a Chazaka, so you better have Eidis that you bought it. Oba Mikan the Chazaka, Shayn the Pchus, but 3 years he wouldn't have said it. That's the day. So he's one of Omle Abai, says, who says? The Dilma Eitz Toiva Kamashlan. Maybe he just stamped. Maybe really Chazok is after 1 year. But he gave him a good advice. Why do you have to have fights and then go ahead and hulu? Keep a contract. Rashi. Eitz Toiva Kamashlan. Claim the Lailam Chazok have a Bishon Achaz 1 year. But Eitz Toiva Kamashlan. He gave him advice. She has started by Yodi Muchilerai. Isn't it better to have, prefer to have a star? But La Yizokik La Eidim Kishyodilov. You don't have to go fight in the Bezdin. Because you'll have a shtar. Varaya, because he does, he when he says put them in a clay cheres, we definitely will eat more gittin. That's a eight a taiva that it should remain for a long time. Says the Gemara. Because if you're not going to say that. But he tells them, build houses, v'shavu, and go back v'nitu ganes, and go ahead and plant gardens, v'achlu es piya, and eat your fruits. He's telling them to build houses. What's this, a mitzvah to build houses? My comment, what's he telling them? Ele eitza teve kamashlan. He's giving them good advice, sound advice. Hachanami eitza teve kamashlan. He's giving them sound advice. Rashi, he sent it to the bubble. He's writing a letter to the people in Babel who left 11 years earlier. 11 years before Tzikyo, he told them, build houses to come back. You won't leave Babel for 70 years. Why tell them that? He's giving advice. I'll prove it to you. Back to you, Mara. Teda, I'll prove it to you. He's giving advice. The it says in the pasuk, when a satem, you should place it because cheres in earthenware. Why? Leman yamdu yamim rabim for longevity. Because remember, in 70 years we're coming back. What's that? It's halacha. He's obviously giving them sound advice. When you come back, you'll have your deeds. Same thing over here. Rashi teda the cholatzma ha'yugali yatzatay. You want to give him good advice. He come lo nami makom gnezus to the same heich and heim is kaimim. He told him how to hide it in a way that it'll last for a long time. The question goes back. How do we know Chazok of 3 years? He can't bring it out from you. Oh, could you just stop giving him eight to teva? So they said, Svara. Shosa kamaisa mochilinish. 1 year, the guy doesn't mind if you move into his squat in his field. Tarti mochil or in his house. 2 years, he'll be mochil. But tlasle mochil. Now, the part is, we don't believe that the guy is mochil. And that 3 years must be that you're telling the truth that you actually bought it from him. Rashi mochilinish. I'll pay this kakoi lot of mochilin. So you want to eat it. Or in a house, you want to live there.
Says he. When he says two, does that mean he should be
just
the beginning of the third year?
But we're saying the whole third year, yeah. So what do you tell me? The first 2 years you were moichel, the third year, you know, at the end of the year, you're not going to be moichel to keep the produce. So why do I have to pay back the produce of the first 2 years? Let's say I turn out to be I was a ganef and I have to give it back to you. But you were moichel the first 2 years. So why do I have to repay you and reimburse you for all the payers I ate the first year and the second year? Freddy Gemara. Ebezel miata, ki hodra ara. When you return to the land, let's say before 3 years, the guy is moichel, te hodra le barmit payday, you should have to give it back. But outside of the payday, at least the first 2 years, Allah Muhammad Ab Nachman, why is it that Ab Nachman later on says, hodra ara, hodra payday, you have to bring back the return, not only the land, but also all the fruits that you ate, they had no right to eat. But you were moichel me, why have no right to eat? So grashi, el miata, kiva, and the atreshnanim, since you were making the first 2 years, tehadar adam and misha yotzal of eder l'sayif shnasayim. So tehadar adam lebayil and lebam lepeidi. I shouldn't have to return the fruits. The hamachil elai the chmeichuni. Alam Rav Nachman kam b'shmaitin. And here Rashi ends. At kam pirush Rashi mikan ve'elik pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel b'Rameir. And suddenly you see how the pages start getting longer and longer and longer. Now finish it. Elam Rav says Rav Shasa kamaisa the first year like copied inish. Not that he was Michael. The first year, he's not going to be Makbid. The fact that you went into the field without permission. I'm not Michael you to keep the payments, but I'm not going to make a big fuss. So when I finally make a fuss, you have to pay me for the paytas. Tarti le kapi. The second year I also was a makpid. But last kapi, 3 years I'm makpid already. And if I allowed you to stay a third year, that I that attack of yours. Look, Rashi, look, Rashbam, tarti le kapi. Almash is that you enter the chaver. You go into the field below the shul. Say me a paid le mocha. I was not a mocha on the paid. It's class copied. Hoyil v'shilish. But I've lost it. That you 3 times in a row you did your avla the chaner below the shul. By the way, you entered my field without permission. V'zeh sheshasing. He was quiet. V'lemicha and he wasn't protesting. Vaday mocha. He must be telling the truth. You have certain people have a tendency, the moment you take, the richest people are the one who are most concerned if somebody takes something of theirs. What about the Bnei Yosh? We had a Kiddush over there. They were very wealthy people. The Kopti, the Makpid, the daughters, they were very Makpid, you know, they wanted a lot of money. They're very Makpid on everything that's theirs. So afilu aman the cholev amitzidu. If you just walk trespass on their property, they already sent out the hound dogs after you, the hunting dogs after you. What are you doing on my property? They're very Makpid. Hachinami del altar abechazok, according to your svara, but it has to tell in hakpada, which is a very subjective feeling. These people here who are very makpid on everything, the chazok in 5 minutes, if I'm there, he didn't protest that that's mine. I have a good time there. According to you. Yeah. So then, Babas. Vichitem, if you can answer me, Hochin, I mean, you're right, why not? Since Hakpod is a subjective thing, we're saying in Algemein it's 3 years, but if the person is, and we know this person is a guy who's makpid straight away, then that goof is a raya. Hey, but they can't design, why not? Because in Cain, we have a rule, Nosata Devarecha Lishiyurin, we can't make laws that are not uniform. It can't work that way. It's a system that'll be, that goes corrupt. It has to be, it can't be Devarecha Lishiyurin, it has to be uniform for everybody. Yeah. Rashi passed away 3 times in Shas. No, we lost it. We don't have it. This is the word. The final word. We'll stop it. The first year, the first year, the person who has the deed generally keeps it, minds it, puts it in a safe place. Tarti v'tlas mizdoyed. The second, third year, also he can be careful. But once he feels confident and he becomes complacent, I would hit 3 years, never complain. Loy mizdoyed, no longer careful. So the big machleik is the ksos and explains between Rishonim. According to some, there's a takonos achamim. We have to make life easier for a buyer, because if you can make life difficult in 10 years, you know, if he loses the contract, the original loan, come back and bring 8 months, you still own it, and you're goodbye, nobody's going to buy anything, because how can you, who can watch something for 10 years? So make a takana for the lekech. The Nebuchadnezzar over here in the back of the motor says no, he says because we say that after 3 years definitely the guy would have been meicha. If he wasn't meicha, is a raya that this, it's the lack of the macha of the meicha of the original owner that makes it his. That's the, and I, if you ask me kasha, but where's the shtar? People don't keep shtaras afterwards. Not the fact that people don't keep shtaras is the reason why he can keep it, like the Tzus learns. The reason he keep it is because the guy wasn't meicha, and because the guy wasn't meicha, therefore it's his. But where's the shtar if he bought it? He lost after 3 years, you lose it. And my raya, and he brings a good raya. He brings a raya is that if the guy made a mecha in his overseas, even if the person who squatted in the land, or the buyer, never heard that mecha, he loses his rights until he can bring a shtar. Why? He never heard about it. Because the vart is, we don't care about you. The vart is, he has to be mecha. The only reason why he becomes yours after without a shtar is because he was, because the fact that he was a mecha is a raya that he sold to you. But if he was mecha, even though you didn't hear about it, he mefedish was meicha, so therefore you have no raya anymore that it's yours. So where's your shtar? So what is 5 years? You still have to have a shtar. Okay, that's what it is. Rashi, Rashbam will finish. Actually, no Rashbami whatsoever. See tomorrow, Mitzvah.